And welcome back to the locker room. We've got, as our next special guest, it's Gary Sanford. How are you going, Gary?
Very well, Neil.
Now, thanks. You've brought also with you Megan Kale, and we're going to talk a bit about, we should say hello to Megan. How are you going?
Thank you.
That's the way. And we're going to talk about girls' footy, which is the word exploding the right word? I don't know, but it's very popular nowadays thanks to some work at the AFL level.
I think I mentioned on last Saturday afternoon on the cricket show, it is exploding. Mm. And it is exploding down here on the Mornington Peninsula, the Southern Peninsula area. From what I've been told so far, the AFL Southeast have taken over the women's competition this year. There's going to be three divisions, and Division 1 will be some of the second teams from, say, Seaford, who are playing in the VFL, Cranbourne, and some of the other local clubs that played in the VWFL Division 1, 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Division 2 will be made up of practically all of the clubs that played in the new AFL league last year, which Mornington were in.
Okay.
Which we won the premiership,
yep.
Plus a couple others. Now, the exciting part and the growth, Division 3 will be made up of three separate leagues at this stage. Could possibly be more. And to give you an example, they'll be based on their location. So the Southern League will be made up of Mornington Peninsula and Peninsula Division clubs. And I could run off some names. There's 14 new teams making up that league.
That's fantastic,
and then
isn't it?
The other two leagues will obviously be Gippsland area and connected with AFL Southeast.
Okay.
But from my understanding, new teams will include possibly Rye, Dramana, Hastings, Somerville, Piercedale, Tyab, Coringle, Frankston YCW, Frankston Bombers, Frankston Dolphins will have a second team, and EDS will have a second team. Now, there's another two floating somewhere, and I'm not sure who they are.
That's fascinating, isn't it? That's really good news.
Yep. I was just going to say, like, how many games did the girls play last year, Gary?
It's a 14-round competition. The games will start at this stage or somewhere around the end of April, early May. 14-round competition, you know, with our 10 clubs that played last year, then our top four final series.
And
usually finishes by the end of August.
And that's on a Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
Well, that's the challenge. When you talk about senior footy being played on Saturdays, junior footy being played on Sundays, and 14 new clubs or teams wanting to play over a weekend, what happened last year, and a similar thing will happen this year, once they finalise all those teams that are definite, which has to happen by early March, they will then do a draw. And for us, they'll send the draw out. And for all the home teams, they've got to decide and get back as to the day they're going to play, the time they're going to play. At Mornington, our games hopefully will all be on the Sunday. We'll have our seconds team playing around 11 o'clock and the first team playing around 1 o'clock.
Does the enormous growth that you're experiencing in women's footy cause logistical problems? I mean, so far as outgrowing facilities and that sort of thing?
Definitely. And it was experienced last year because a lot of the clubs, even Mornington as example, don't have facilities for women.
Mm.
Toilets, showers, Dramana's the same. And that is something that the government is looking at trying to fund and get extra funding for those sort of things from the council. To me, it is outgrowing the availability of those types of facilities. We had a great difficulty last year as well because you're trying to fit in, say at Mornington, with not only the senior footy club, but also the netballers as well. And the seniors obviously have their training nights on the main ground. And we didn't want to take or clash with them because the senior guys have been around a long time. They don't necessarily want 20 or 30 girls taking half the ground and on their main training night.
Mm.
So we ended up, luckily, with South Mornington youth girls. On a Tuesday night, we trained with them. So that helped their youth girls team as well. And it helped us with numbers. And they've got lighting facilities. It's not so bad this time of year, although cricket is on until sort of mid-March. But once we get into winter and it's dark, you need facilities
you
with
do.
Lights.
Absolutely.
So that's a challenge. Definitely a challenge.
Mornington's ground, or not ground, the Mornington's visitors' change rooms in particular. You're right. Mornington don't have the facilities, and obviously that's something that hopefully will
but
get rectified.
Alone. But they're not alone in that.
Yeah. No, they're not. But I'm just saying that the visitors' rooms probably need a a good overhaul anyway. It's probably a good opportunity to make what Gary's saying come to fruition.
But where does the money come from? That's the thing. You're hoping for government support, Gary, did you say?
I think it needs to come from government or local council. Mm. The clubs, the clubs just don't have those sort of funds to be able to do that. They're trying to run their clubs themselves. Yeah. Mm.
Let's just have a chat to Megan for a while there. So, Megan Cale, let's talk about your role and how you got involved in girls footy.
Okay, I played junior girls footy for Crib Point.
Yep.
I played up until I was 14. At the time, we were only allowed to play until 13, but they gave me the nod to play on. And midweek, one week, they just turned around and said, the ruling's been, it's come down and you're not to play again, basically. Mm. So that stopped there for me.
Wow.
Mm. And, I got married, had kids, lived my life, and now I'm just looking really excited to come back and play for Mornington.
Right. So did you play last year as well, or
no?
So you're coming back, and now there's more opportunities. So beauty, I'm going to be one of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My youngest boy, he's one. Just turned one last week, and I just had a couple of friends ask me to come over, and I thought this is the chance to get back into it. Like Gary said, everything's booming, and. Mm. Yeah.
Are you finding that some of your friendship group are interested, or do you know other people who are playing as well and maybe first-timers?
There's a few. I had a few friends at uni that play, but they play up the line. Mm-hmm. So the problem that I had probably in the last 14 years was having something a lot more local. So it's really good now to see that the youth girls have somewhere to play locally and they've got the support and the dream to go further as well.
So when we say youth girls, age...
Youth girls competition is up to 18.
Yep,
18 in this year, so they can't be over 18. And the women's senior team, they have to be 18 to be able to be play. However, they can be 16 to 18 with parental consent.
Right. Okay.
We did have one girl play all year last year, Tyler, that was 16. Now she's 17. So.
And of course, this weekend, Georgia.
Georgia
Walker plays her first game for Collingwood, been named in the squad, which is fantastic.
Yes, Queensland.
Yeah, it'll be pretty exciting, isn't it?
And, of course, Sarah Hosking's playing at Tarleton as well. And
correct.
Jess, obviously, out with an injury. Megan, have you got a team? Have you adopted a team into the new WAFL, have you? Or...
I've always been a Mad Pies supporter.
Megan, you've got to be mad to beat Collingwood, but that's fine.
My husband's Carlton, and they're on fire. So
they're doing better, yeah.
Well, I think Megan said she was a Brisbane Bears supporter through and through.
Bears?
What are they called?
Lions.
The Brisbane Lions. So her very first game is going to be against the team she
Georgia Walker. Yeah, Georgia, you're right.
She is an avid
Lions supporter, you're right. And gets to play up there against them.
Have you been to a WAFL game yet?
No, I haven't had a chance yet. We're hoping to go to Casey Fields on Saturday. I'd really love to get down and see, but we saw the Carlton Collingwood on tally, which was great to see.
Fabulous.
It was able for us to watch, and Pies let us down.
Playing in front of packed houses, Gary. The turnaround from having no competition to playing in front of sellouts, it's huge, isn't it?
It is huge, and it was McLaughlin said yesterday he was blown away Gil McLaughlin blown away by the first. Packed house and a lockout.
Yeah,
so they hadn't expected that.
They certainly weren't
anticipating. We had a group of our girls go up and watch that first game, and they were really excited to be able to see it at that standard and know where they have to sort of try and get to. Vicky Sanford, my youngest daughter, who was captain of our team last year, is part of the AFL Academy women's training group, and they had to go last weekend as a group to watch the Carlton Collingwood game. So they're all getting the opportunity to go and see these games, which is great.
Now, it was only a few years ago that football netball became a combination, and clubs that were footballers and netballers. My understanding is the local football competition organised, the AFL sort of run it. This year don't have a dedicated netball person, which I hope they can rectify. There was somebody who did that job last year, because the last thing you want to do is to turned into a competition. You're trying to expand women playing sport rather than, you know, saying AFL or nothing. You don't want to move that way. So I don't know. I just thought I'd put that out there. No one else has to comment. But
No, look, I'll make a comment on that. I know Jenny did look after the MP NFL netball and did a great job. And it is so important.
Yes.
And I think it comes back to each of the clubs making sure that if they're going to have a football team, that they work closely with the netball. I had such a great relationship with Michelle Barnes as the coach of the Mornington netball group, in that she was encouraging her players to come and train with us and try out, and I was encouraging our girls to go and try netball. So this year the netballers have had tryouts. I think there's two or three of our footballers from last year that haven't been part of the netball club that have now signed up to play netball, and we're getting probably half a dozen of the netballers training with us. And if games don't clash, they want to play footy and they want to play netball. So it's working. Mornington, I think, club is buzzing because of it. So I encourage all other clubs to try and
do that sort of thing. Yeah. No, no. When we talked to Georgia Walker a few weeks ago, we made the comment about people from other sports moving in to have a crack at the AFL. Are you finding that, apart from the netball connection you just mentioned, are there other people from other sports who are also having a go at footy now that it's expanding this year?
Yeah, most definitely. But the biggest ones so far have been players like Megan that have played really good junior footy and had limited opportunities that have come back. I've got another 34, 35-year-old lady that's come back and hasn't played footy for probably 8 years.
Wow.
But all her friends that she played with several years ago are now being drafted and she can play. We've got, as I said, a lot of the netballers, but there's one example last year. Anna Gronewald played rugby and has given... This year has given away playing rugby, and she was probably best on ground in our prelim final last year, and it's exciting to see how far she's going to go this year. Really tall, athletic, fit, skillful, can run like the wind, and she'll make an outstanding footballer, I have no doubt. So they are adapting.
And have the girls at local level got the same sort of medical backup as the blokes have? You know, and I'm thinking of that girl that got knocked out, the Melbourne girl that got knocked out a couple of weeks back. But at the local level, I guess it's important to have those sort of facilities in place.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Our girls are part of the Mornington Footy Club membership, so they've got a bronze insurance cover through the league, same as the men's and the netballers. But it's imperative that they also have private hospital cover themselves for any thing that might crop up, and that'd be the same for men's or women's footy. One of the things that's excited me so far, and us nominating to have two teams, I've had over 51 players on the track already this year.
Wow.
Whereas this time last year, we were having 8 to 13, and we ended up with 36. A little bit of the scary part about how everyone's enjoying it and how it's growing, we had an influx of new players come after about round 5, 6 or 7 when they see how the competition's going. So if us and other clubs continue to get growth, this is going to grow further and put more pressure and more challenges on the governments, the councils, to find these facilities. And it also puts pressure on clubs, as we know, because if we've got two teams that are playing away, we need two lots of trainers, support staff and all that. And we're calling on family and friends at the moment. But it's exciting. Yeah, it really is.
Just finally, Greg, in Gary, I should say.
Hey, everyone calls me Greg. The girls will love this.
We blame him. It's the Greg. The AFL Women's have 16 plus 6 interchange. Is that the way it's going to be locally as well?
Yeah, look, it's one of the changes I'm not necessarily all in favour of, but I don't have any say at all.
No, of course. Yeah.
Everything has been geared around the AFL. They've gone to 16. They've gone to a size 4 footy. Last year we played with a 4.5 footy, and we had 18 on the field plus 7 on the bench. We are now exactly the same as the AFL. We will have 16 on the ground, size 4 footies, and I'm assuming 6 on the bench. So when I say we've got 50 on the track, we definitely have enough numbers and quality to be able to have two teams.
So we've been talking to Gary Sanford and to Megan Cale about the explosion, that's the official term now, in girls footy, especially locally. So good luck for that season. We'll certainly talk to you as it gets closer to that start at the end of April.